been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the August 4th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with the professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, we had a massive breakout through the Dow yesterday, and the Dow closed well above 35,000. And today we are backing off just a little bit after just a really bad jobs report, really, really bad jobs report. It was the ADP report, which precedes the non-farm payrolls report, which we'll get on Friday. But that sent the market lower, but at the same time, it makes us feel a little better about no coming rate hikes by the Fed anytime soon. But it was a bad jobs report. The Dow down 118 right now. It's just 2 points under 35,000 at 34,997. The NASDAQ is positive by just a little bit. So we do have a split decision on the market. We're off to a very good start today. A couple big winners in the market so far for us. S&P 500 down 9 points today. That's 0.2%. It's at 44.14. Had a really good day yesterday, however. The small caps down about 0.5% today. They've been very, very volatile and unpredictable lately. Oil getting slammed today, down $1.77 per barrel. That oil sector looks pretty bad again. 68.79, down 2.5%. Gold having a good day, up $21 per ounce, 18.35. I think gold is saying the Fed's not going to do anything soon, and that's bad for the dollar, and that's good for gold. That's, I think, what you can read into that. And look at that bond market. You've got the 10-year down to 1.14 today after that bad jobs report. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now show on this Wednesday, August the 4th. Before we get to today's news, there's a lot happening today. There's a lot of action in the market so far. Wow. It's pretty wild out there. I got a lot to bring to your attention. I want to talk about yesterday's market real quickly because it was really good. For the first time, I saw the Dow close above 35,000. And I saw some authority, in other words, some volume, some conviction behind that move. And by the end of the day, the Dow was up 278 points. That was yesterday, just shy of its all-time high. But, you know, just looking at charts for the last 21 years, you know, several hundred a day at least, probably more like closer to 1,000 a day. That chart on the Dow looks pretty good right now. It looks to me like it's getting ready to begin a new up leg. It's been going sideways for quite some time in the 35,000 area. Only time will tell, but I would just point to a couple of stats that kind of support where my thesis comes from. One is this earnings season, which is a smashing earnings season. 9 out of 10 companies beating their earnings estimates. We'll get to that in a little bit. But the conviction that the Dow had yesterday, yeah, you've got it back below 35,000 today, but I think it's just lingering there, and it just seems to me like the next move is the next trend. It's been in a sideways trend, is more apt to be up than it is down. Take it for what it's worth. S&P up 36 yesterday. It also broke out with some conviction, closed at a new all-time high, and even though it's down a little bit today, it sure got a powerful earnings season to back it up and push it higher. And then the NASDAQ had a good day, too, yesterday. It was up 80 as AMD continues to just sizzle. Charter Communications had a really good day. And today we've got some nice stocks following through that we'll get to here in a bit. Last time I looked, AMD was up again. But the stock of the day, without question, You know, I think this one's going to bring down the regulators. I really do. You know, look at what the Reddit crew did to GameStop earlier this year, running a company that is basically, you know, dying a slow death, you know, hanging on, trying to reinvent themselves, not worth more than $10 or $12 a share, running it to $4.50. Well, now they've ganged up on Robinhood. And that stock has been halted this morning because of the Reddit crew, which has ganged up and is buying the heck out of Robinhood with everything they've got. Okay, they've opened up both pockets, those Reddit, the Reddit crowd. And you know what? This one's not good. I think this could be a bridge too far and bring down the regulators on what's going on there. But we'll see. Hey, it's a marketplace. We'll see what happens. If you want to buy the Reddit stocks, be my guest. They have no fundamentals behind them, but they have, you know, a big gang of people that are ganging up on these stocks and buying them and driving the price to ridiculous heights. Factory orders jumped more than expected in June. That was yesterday. I think that really helped kind of propel the market through that 35,000 mark on the Dow yesterday. But today that was killed by the private payrolls gain. The ADP, okay, ADP processes a lot of payrolls across America, and they have their own private report. It's not the official non-forms payroll report, but it comes out on the Wednesday. It comes out once a month on the Wednesday before the non-farm payrolls report. And it's generally a pretty good sign of what the Friday report will be like. And it was just a horrible report. The ADP jobs report, 330,000 versus a 700,000 consensus. And last month we had 692,000. So, you know, I mean, now these reports, you know, President Biden and his cabinet, they've got to be held accountable, and they're responsible for these reports now. And, you know, I've noticed that his favorability ratings have fallen to a pretty low mark so far. You can't call him the jobs president right now. That's a terrible report coming out. Maybe it's a one-off. I don't know. There's certainly plenty of jobs available. I mean, everywhere I go, even on websites for restaurants, all of them, almost all of them say, we need help. It's not that the jobs aren't out there. Why aren't they being filled? I don't know. Do some thinking on that. Okay, now, this earnings season, I reported the last couple of weeks that it's a smasher. And in my newsletter over the weekend, I pointed this out. I see an article today on Seeking Alpha, a record. 9 out of 10 S&P 500 companies are beating their earnings expectations. This has been a powerful earnings season. The article goes on to say an unexpected strong second quarter earnings season is proving unprecedented so far, and there's still room for more corporate upward revisions. Now, who does the credit go to for this report? The CEOs, the board of directors, the people that run these companies that have just knocked the ball out of the park. Yes, I mean, we're up against a very weak quarter, one of the worst quarters of all time. I think the earnings for last year's quarter were like $25 per share. Of course, most of the economy was shut down. So that's the number we're up against. And this year's number is going to come in somewhere around $45, $48, somewhere in there per share. But it's much higher than expected, okay? Yes, we were expecting a blowout quarter because of those easy comparisons, but it's been even more of a blowout than expected. 89% of reports have beaten profit forecasts, the highest ever, based on data going back to 1994. Analysts now expect earnings for the S&P 500. You know, I reported this a long time ago, but Seeking Alpha's just getting to it. Earnings are going to be up 90%. And, you know, when we started this quarter, they were supposed to be up 65%. We're going to come in at 90%, and we still have more earnings to go. And that trajectory is upwards. We could have 100% before this is over. Corporate earnings results have far exceeded expectations so far this year, with S&P 500 companies posting record levels of EPS growth, surprises, and beat rates during the first quarter. And 21-22 annual estimates have been revised higher by analysts at a blistering pace. Well, when we come back, I'll let you know what that leads to. This comes from BMO Chief Investment Strategist Brian Belsky, who I like. He's one of the guys I like out there, one of the big macro analysts. That's what he writes in a note. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with more on that. Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, I've said it many, many times. There is no better indicator for the market than future earnings expectations. And if you've been following me in my newsletter on the macro outlook of the market, I've been saying that the earnings estimates that are the consensus earnings estimates out there are too low. And you'll see that my consensus, or not my, my own estimates have been much higher than the consensus. Well, I've been right, okay, so far. Corporate earnings have far exceeded expectations so far this year, with S&P 500 companies posting record levels of EPS growth, surprises, and beat rates. Okay, that's Brian Belsky. That's where we ended the quarter. Now, I want to pick up on what else he had to say. As we enter the second half of the year, we believe companies will continue to build on the earnings recovery displayed in recent quarters. As more areas of the economy adapt and get closer to normal levels of activity throughout the year. Then he goes on to say there is room for more upwards revisions. And I totally agree with that. My estimates for 2021, 2022, 2023 are higher than the consensus. Belsky goes on to say, 6 weeks ago, analysts were predicting this quarter that were that's being reported right now, which is actually the quarter two, which ended June 30th. Analysts were predicting $44.59 per share, but now they are up to $50 per share and on track to hit $51 per share. That's per quarter. That's this quarter, okay? If you multiply that by four, you're up around $205 in annual earnings. Those are record, all-time record numbers. And furthermore, looking ahead to the next year and the year after that, those numbers are going up too. Belsky goes on to say that analysts are still being overly cautious as revenue will continue to grow in the second half of this year, which we're now in, and 2022, barring an exogenous shock. Yeah, okay, we could have a shock somewhere along the way. That's always a possibility. But he says the street is looking for no earnings growth in the second half of 2021. In other words, they're behind the curve. That should keep the trend lines of what we like to call the most important chart for the U.S. large cap stock prices. That's what I've been saying. The most important chart is earnings. I show that chart every single week in my newsletter. The market knows that street estimates are too low. And our best estimate is that the S&P 500 at 4,400 implies future earnings power of $220 per share or $55 per share per quarter. Okay, yeah, 55 times 4 equals 220. Anyways, I agree with Brian Belsky. And I believe that the the Dow looks to be on the verge. Now, you got a little stumble today because you had a poor ADP jobs report. It's not anything the government is doing. It's what corporate America and the CEOs that run these companies are doing. They adapted well. They kind of went into the hibernation mode during COVID. They preserved cash. They did what they had to do to maintain at least break even. Some had to go for outside funds, the really hard-hit areas like the airlines and the hotels and whatnot. But all in all, I mean, these folks do a pretty darn good job of running these companies. You don't get to be an S&P 500 company without some pretty good leadership. CDC announces new COVID eviction moratorium for another 60 days. My question is, where did the CDC get the authority and the power to say you don't have to pay your rent for the next 60? Now, this has been going on for month after month after month. Now, I'm not a landlord. I don't own any rental properties. I pretty much focus and concentrate on the equities market. But what about all these landlords that, you can't tell me that everybody not paying their rent, it's because of COVID. Now, I do have sympathy for those that have been hit hard by COVID, but it seems like we're back to normal now, and there's lots of jobs out there if you want one. I don't know. It seems to me that the CDC has been highly politicized during this whole affair of COVID. Okay, Robinhood stock. Here we go again. And this may be the one that brings it all crashing down. I don't know. I think the regulators are going to step in. Yesterday, Robinhood, H-O-O-D, soared nearly 25% to a post-IPO record high on Tuesday as the popular investing app shares rose for a third straight session following their week premiere last week on Wall Street. Okay, now I would say that the real measure of what this stock is worth, it was greeted with a thud when it went public, okay? But now there's outside forces that don't care what it's worth, all right? Like GameStop earlier this year, like AMC Entertainment. Hood rose as high as $48.59 a share on Tuesday before pulling back to end at $46.80. Robinhood rose on heavy volume of 87 million shares, exceeding the 55 million shares the stock sold through its initial public offering. But wait a minute. That was yesterday. This is today. Robinhood stock enters meme territory. Okay, the meme stocks, right? AMC, GameStop. I mean, there's been several of them. Robinhood jumps 65% after the stock resumes trading this morning. The NASDAQ briefly halted trading in the stock from 9:35 a.m. to 9:40 a.m. CNBC's Jim Cramer has been touting the stock and floating the idea that the stock trading app company should be buy now, pay later company. Well, okay, I mean, be my guest. I'm just looking at Robinhood right now. It is up 30% at $60.87 per share. They're expected to make 41 cents next year, 41 cents in earnings next year, meaning it's trading at an astronomical P.E. ratio, astronomical price-to-sales ratio, just astronomical all the way around. And the stock, which touched on 85 this morning, has now fallen to 62. That's just today. So have fun with that if you want to. De Blasio, Mayor de Blasio, what do you think? The best mayor in America, the worst mayor in America? Is this coming to other cities? New York City requiring vaccination proof for restaurant, gyms, and entertainment venues. In other words, you want to go out to dinner in New York City? Where's your proof of vaccination card? Is that coming to other cities? Can that be enforced? I think it's going to come down to a big showdown, honestly. Nationwide, we'll see where we go. But de Blasio leads out in this fight. We'll be right back. Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, the market's taken a little turn for the worse since it started. The Dow's now down 204. The NASDAQ is now down about a dozen points or so. But there's a lot of strength in the market. I'm seeing good strength in the medical sector. A lot of the smaller med stocks are doing well today. The Chinese stocks are having a very good day. You know what? I don't really care. I'm not going near them. Also was seeing good strength earlier in ASM lithography, AMD, some of the chip stocks. So it just depends on where you're at in the market today. But the big macro picture, which I've been talking about here, this has been an unprecedented quarter, I got to tell you. And I hope you follow my macro outlook every week in my newsletter. You can get 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. That is the compass that keeps me headed in the right direction. And been right about the market since, you know, this all began back in 2009 when I said go all in. And there's been just a few times along that way where we've fallen into a very quick bear market and then came right out of it. There will be another big bear market out there somewhere, but not seeing any signs of it yet. Here's my favorite story of the day, okay? Other than the Robin Hood story, Zymergen plunges 73% after forecasting no revenue this year. Well, that's not good. Okay, you've got all those expenses, and you just went public, and they report, well, you know, we no longer expect any product revenues in 2021. The CEO has resigned. Josh Hoffman departing the company effective immediately. Jay Flatley, well, I know him from somewhere. Where do I know him from? I'm going to have to look up that name. Will take over as acting CEO. The company says several key target customers encounter technical issues in implementing our process. That's not good. Zymergen is down 73%. Maybe they should change the name to Hemorrhagen. I don't know. I'm going to look up that Jay Flatley. I know that guy from somewhere, from another company. I want to say maybe Myriad Genetics. Okay, Moderna closes up 11%. Now, they've got another vaccine that they're working on. Maybe they're going to be the vaccine kings over there. That is one of the most powerful stocks. I have never seen a company go from 0 to 60 so quickly. Moderna went public in 2008 as just any other biotech, right? There are tons of little biotechs that go public almost every single day. And Moderna had a very auspicious IPO back in 2018. $13 a share at one time, $11 a share in 2019. And here comes COVID. And give them credit. All of those biotech companies out there that could have come up with the vaccine, Moderna was one of the first, and they came up with the vaccine. Now it's a $162 billion company and $406 per share. From 13, actually from 11 to $406 per share. Now a member of the S&P 500. It's ranked as a best stock now in my app. And you wonder, what do they have beyond the vaccine for COVID? Well, shares of Moderna closed up 11.5% yesterday after the FDA granted its respiratory syncytial virus candidate. The vaccine is in phase one for younger adults, older adults, and children. The fast-track designation is for adults 60 and older. According to the CDC, this malady, respiratory syncytial virus, annually leads to 177,000 hospitalizations among adults 65 years and older and 14,000 deaths. So there you go. Moderna's got another vaccine in the pipeline. Not as big, not a blockbuster like COVID, but a pretty good one. Nikola is still a story stock with challenges ahead, says Wedbush Securities. Well, yes, I would definitely agree with that assessment, as the former CEO recently arrested by the SEC on fraud charges. Now, apparently they do have products in the pipeline at Nikola. Wedbush values the stock at $10 per share. It's currently trading at $10.74 after hitting 93. Okay, this points out something. Last year, 2020, was the year of speculative stocks. And there's a lot of theories as to why this happened. I think the theory that makes the most sense to me, there were a lot of younger investors, millennials, Gen X, that were out of work because of COVID, and they were playing and speculating using the market, whether it was Bitcoin or whether it was GameStop or whether it was AMC Entertainment or Nikola or other EV stocks. I mean, every EV stock, whether they had ever made a car or not, pretty much was running last year. Running. Now, they're just getting slaughtered, absolutely slaughtered. Other than Tesla and maybe just a couple of others, Nikola got up to $93 per share during that speculative fever. That fever reached a pitch in December of last year and January of this year. And I started warning about it in my newsletter about the speculation that had taken over the market, the speculation, and it all came crashing down in February of this year. And you still got, some well-known ETF investors and mutual fund investors playing that speculative game and investing in those speculative stocks. I say good luck going forward. Nikola would be one of those. And Wedbush agrees there's worth about 10 bucks, they say, if that. Public storage. The reason why I bring this up, as I look back on all these, on every corner now, there must be so much in storage in America. So much in storage in America. There's just one storage company after another. But my hat is off to B. Wayne Hughes. We used to see him at the racetrack. He was a big horse owner. He's the guy who started and kind of thought up this whole concept of public storage. It used to be our garage, our attic, the kitchen, an extra bedroom, just stuff full of extra stuff. And then, pretty soon, someone's complaining to the spouse and saying, hey, the place is a mess. Haul it to storage. And then it goes to storage and the storage. But you know what? It's a big money-making business, not a lot of overhead. It was a brilliant idea. I just thought I'd mention that. Public storage, it's still a good stock, believe it or not, PSA. And last I heard, Wayne Hughes owns a big horse breeding farm now in Kentucky, breeding race horses. As he's not a spring chicken anymore. He's up there in years. But give the guy credit. PSA, public storage. Okay, now, there have been a lot of companies reporting earnings. And there's two things that, several things, but another thing that I emphasize, besides earnings being king over all the other indicators, the other thing I would emphasize is the quantity of mediocrity. In fact, the preponderance of mediocrity in the market. 90% of the publicly traded companies are mediocre. And the reason I say that is because, you know, my Best Stocks Now app goes out and ranks these companies one against another. There's a lot of mediocrity in every profession, every business, and sports, a lot of mediocrity. In fact, there's more mediocrity than there is really good stuff. And I have to wade through an awful lot of mediocrity on a daily basis to ferret out what I consider to be best stocks now. So I thought in the final quarter of the show, I do have a featured stock. I would just go really quickly, kind of a lightning round through some good household names, right, that reported earnings, stuff you use every single day of your life, just so you have a feeling of where these big-name stocks are ranked and how mediocre they really are, and then we'll contrast that with a couple of blowout best stocks now, all right? That's what's coming in the final segment of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show. You gotta go where you wanna go. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show with the Dow down to about 200 after today's really anemic ADP jobs report. We'll see if the non-farm payrolls report comes in any better on Friday. And you've got right now the NASDAQ. Let's see, the S&P's down 70. NASDAQ's positive by 3 points. And there's some really good spots in the market today. Underneath the surface, and you'll be hearing from me today if you're a subscriber or a client. I'll be very active again on social media, Stock Twits, Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson, and of course the subscribers and clients get private messages that only they can see from me. Okay, let's go through the good, the bad, and the ugly here really quickly, and we'll get to the good. Okay, Kraft Heinz. There you go. There's something you use every day. Make a cheeseburger yesterday. Did you put a slice of cheese on it, American cheese, and some ketchup? You probably use Kraft products. Ranked number 3,612 overall. 3,612. How about Tupperware? Did you put your leftovers in some Tupperware? Did you remember to burp the lid? Ranked 4,416 overall. How about Marathon Petroleum, one of the biggest refiners in the world of gasoline? Big dividend yield. It's ranked 4,338 overall. You see that, man? I can't tell you how useful those rankings are to me. How about Occidental Petroleum, a company with a very colorful history? Arm & Hammer, CEO for many years, founded in Los Angeles. Al Gore Sr. sat on the board of directors of one of the largest oil companies in the world. Then he sat on the board of directors of a coal company. And then, of course, Junior came along and did the movie, what was it, Inconvenient Truth? An Inconvenient Truth, something like that. CVS. Oh, Occidental is ranked big oil producer. Occidental, not a good sector, ranked 4,044 overall. CVS, I think CVS is in the Dow. I don't know why it ever got in the Dow. Ranked 2,376 overall. I call that mediocre. Amgen, which was put into the Dow fairly recently. I could never understand that. It's ranked 2,439. Lyft, you think they're rolling in the bucks, right? They're giving a lot of rides, but they continue to lose money. It's ranked number 4,273 overall. Uber's competitor. Now for the good ones, okay? Three good ones here. Charles River Labs. CRL reports earnings today. They beat earnings by 23 cents. They beat on revenue. Stock hitting a new all-time high. It's ranked number 169 overall. Now there's a big contrast between the mediocre. There's just so much mediocrity in the market. And in my industry in general, Charles River Labs, 169 overall. How about Paycom? Excellent company. I see commercials for it all the time. One of the women that's on that CNBC show with Mark Cuban and all of those, it does the commercials and kind of a spokesperson for them. Paycom blowing it out today, up 8.7% PAYC. It's ranked number 133 overall. Now, another thing you'll notice, the mediocrity comes from old companies that have been around for a long time, which means they're not growing like they used to, okay? I don't run like I used to. Paycom is a fairly new company, coming public here recently, not too long ago. It's kind of a stock of today, and that's kind of where I got this whole Best Stocks Now theme that runs through my newsletter, my daily show, my app, etc. Paycom is a Best Stock Now, ranked 133 overall. It's a fairly new. I think new has a big advantage over old, soggy, old, slow growth, moldy, you know, whatever companies. Now, my featured stock of the day is going to come from the medical sector, and it's one that we own called Horizon Therapeutics. It's an Ireland-based company which develops therapeutics for the treatment of rare and rheumatic diseases. Earnings have been growing very, very rapidly. This is a company that is not a lab. They have earnings growth. In fact, this quarter that they reported, their earnings were up 305%. Their sales were up 80%. The stock's in blast-off mode today, hitting a new all-time high, and that is one that we own in our ultra-growth portfolio. When I bought it, it was ranked, oh, I think in around 100 or so. It's ranked 366. That ranking is going to go up tomorrow, I would think. Although it's a two-edged sword. The valuation numbers get worse because the stock's way up today, but the performance numbers go way up because of the breakout today on four times normal volume. What's the symbol, you say? HZNP. Well, you know, I play that song for a reason. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to do. That's it. You know, you can go for the mediocre. You can settle for mediocre with the stocks, the portfolio you own. You know, a baseball manager. Our Padres have tried everything over the last 50 years. One year we got all these old washed-up players, kind of washed up, but they, you know, had good long-term averages and everything like this. Well, that didn't work out. There was no chemistry. You can buy washed-up companies in your portfolio, but they're good names. You say, well, they're not going to go broke. No, but they're not going to outperform the market either. The chances are slim and none. I prefer to try to stay out there on new technologies, new companies, companies that are disruptors, you know, taking away business from old companies that are set in their ways. I call them Best Stocks Now. And I run a dividend portfolio, a large cap growth portfolio, an ultra growth portfolio, and an emerging growth portfolio. And by the way, if those companies offer bonds, which is far and few between, we also run a bond portfolio, which currently has 10 to 11 individual bonds in it. Not a bond fund. It's an individual bond portfolio. And we can mix and match depending upon your risk tolerance, your objectives. And we have even a more, you know, one where we really limit the downside risk with a much tighter leash for those of you who are a little bit nervous about the market also. Now, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Have an appointment with us, 855-611-BEST. Do it right over the phone. You can ask us all the questions you want. You can start by getting the newsletter, taking a peek at that. GundersonCapital.com. I offer two free weeks. GundersonCapital.com. Look up the rankings on your stocks at BestStocksNowApp.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.